Now to the tribulations of another Republican with 2012 presidential aspirations. That's South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. The governor was missing for 4 days. His staff, his family, his security detail all said they didn't know how to reach him. The state was abuzz. Then late yesterday, his office revealed that Governor Sanford was hiking on the Appalachian Trail. Today, his office said the governor called this morning to check in with his chief of staff. In a statement, spokesman Joel Sawyer said, "It would be fair to say the governor was somewhat taken aback by all of the interest this trip has gotten." And he said Governor Sanford plans to return to the office tomorrow. Well, among those flummoxed by the governor's disappearing act is South Carolina's Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer, also a Republican, and he joins us from Columbia. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Governor Sanford was last seen Thursday leaving his office in a government SUV. Then there was no word from him. When did you realize that he was gone?
On Sunday, I was told of his absence.
And what were you told?
I was just told the governor had left. The last knowledge of where he was at is a cell phone tower in Atlanta. And since then, there had been no correspondence from him, or the whereabouts was unknown as well.
And you were hearing this from the governor's staff?
No, I was actually hearing it from a legislator. Someone called me and asked me about it. And so then my staff on Monday called the governor's office, and they said not to worry, that they had actually talked to the governor. And then a little while later, we saw a press release from the governor's office that, in fact, they had not been in contact. So I called in the evening myself and said, "I want to talk to the governor," or either have him call me. And they said, "Well, when we talk to him, we'll let him know of your interest."
We should explain that you and the governor are both Republicans, but you were elected separately from him. You would be, according to the South Carolina Constitution, able to act for him in an emergency. Did anybody talk to you about a transfer of power while the governor was away?
No, and I don't think that's really the issue here. I think the issue is, you know, clearly, he has a very stressful job. Just got out of the legislative session. He's fought a lot of battles.
It didn't go well for him.
Well, he's fought a lot of tough battles, you know, for conservatives, and fighting Washington from that route probably is not a popular thing to do right now. You know, it's been a tough year. I'm sure he needed to get a little time to himself and just recharge his batteries. I think the real concern was, is number one, you know, his safety, and number two, if we needed him to make a, you know, quick decision for something like a prison outbreak, what do we do if we can't get in touch with him? And so those were the two big concerns. I mean, I appreciate the fact that he is getting a little time off.
You know, the governor's spokesman said this by way of explaining the governor's absence. He said, "Nobody has ever accused our governor of being conventional." Is this a common thing for him to take off without his security?
Him doing this is not unusual, out of character. I think the only real difficult part is that now his staff can't get in touch with him. I think that's the real rub with a lot of elected leaders in the state.
And they say now they are in touch with him, and he's heading back to Columbia there.
That is what I had been informed as of this morning.
You know, the First Lady of South Carolina, Jenny Sanford, told the Associated Press that she wasn't concerned about her husband's absence. She said he was writing something and wanted some space to get away from the kids. I guess they have four young sons. This was Father's Day weekend that he was away. But if she wasn't concerned, do you think maybe you shouldn't be concerned?
Well, she's thinking about it from a standpoint of her family. I'm thinking about it from a standpoint of 4.5 million people that look to him for any type of disaster to make it a quick decision. You know, I'm not really concerned about, you know, what he does in his time off or his private life is fine. But when you are the leader of a state, part of your private life you give up, and that is to be accessible at all times in case of having to make very difficult decisions, which is part of the reason you put yourself out to run for that office.
Well, Lieutenant Governor Bauer, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
South Carolina's Lieutenant Governor Andre Bauer talking about Governor Mark Sanford, who's due back in the office tomorrow, 6 days after he took off.